Let's bow down and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight. You have christened this day as a victory night. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to our midst. Father, we pray that you begin to show yourself in our midst, Lord. Speak to us individually, as families, and as groups in the manner that you have chosen. Almighty God, that the ministry of the Holy Spirit may take place in this place. Father, speak that which you have desired. Challenge us in the areas of our lives that you want us to change, O God. Lift us from the place where we are, that we may walk in accordance with your word. Father, we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I'm not a very good singer, but I would like us just to stand up and... You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy in this place. To you we humbly come. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you we have sweet praise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you we are sweetly. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Can you go before God and just tell him, Father, you are awesome in my life. You are awesome in my life. You are awesome in this place. You are awesome in everything that I do, Lord. You are awesome in my work. You are awesome in my family. You are awesome everywhere I am this day. You are awesome in this year. Oh, yes, you are. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you we lie sweetly. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. Again. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. You You are awesome in this place. Abba Father, you are worthy of all praise. To you as we lay, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We know you are awesome, God, in our lives. You are awesome in this place. We reverence your name, Lord. We reverence your presence, Holy Spirit. We reverence you, Holy Spirit. We reverence you, Holy Spirit. We reverence your work in our lives, O Lord. We reverence your ministration in our lives, Lord. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you as you sit. I want just to share with us a few things concerning, thank you, a few things concerning our walk with Christ, and then just to remind ourselves what we need to do in the coming few days. Ephesians 6:12. This was one of the highlight verses in the Bible studies that we had last year. Yes, go ahead. Praise the Lord. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So some of us read this and they say, we wrestle not, and they stop there. So there's no wrestling in their life at all. They say, the Bible says, we wrestle not. They don't engage in any activity of struggle. But we need to go on. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There is a war that we are fighting as sons of God. And you don't need a trumpet to call. The moment you enlist as a child of God, you declare war to the kingdom of darkness. And even if you don't declare, they also declare war against you. And so it is important for you to understand where you are and the challenges that you are facing as a child of God. It is foolishness to engage in a warfare without understanding whom you are fighting. Then you will just throw punches in the air without knowing whom you are knocking. That is why sometimes you hear of friendly fire, but it kills. How friendly it is, I don't know. If you are dead, you are dead. So it is important for the children of God to understand that it is not just a life of comfort that we have been called to. We have been called to a warfare. And anybody who engages in a warfare must also prepare himself. The Bible has not left us ignorant. It realizes if we are in a warfare, we must understand whom we are fighting. So the Bible goes ahead and says, not against flesh and blood. So you don't look at that boss. You don't look at that neighbor who's waging war against you. He's just an instrument. A poor instrument who has availed himself to be used. Praise the Lord.
There is the enemy behind who is causing him to hit you. Wars are being fought in the world today. The actual people who are pushing for the war are comfortable in rooms somewhere. But the people who are fighting think they are fighting their own wars, but actually they are fighting on somebody's behalf. So it is important for a child of God to understand, don't expend so much of your ammunition on somebody who has been contracted. One thing I've been monitoring about the warfare that have been going on in the world, the good thing is to go and hit the logistics of the enemy. You disable them. So the ones on the forefront are not getting enough supply. And that is what the Bible is telling us here. These people who are instruments, you don't need to waste time and energy on them. Face the real enemy. When you tether him, when he is subdued, these people will just suddenly realize that the backing they had has evaporated. They will not be a problem to you at all. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible lists a few. It identifies the enemy as principalities and sin. Some of them, you started fighting them in India, Kerala. You fought them in Kakamega, Kenya. You fought them in Enugu. Then you took your flight to Muscat. You thought you had escaped. Those principalities came. They don't pay any air ticket. They don't queue in the airport. They just watch you as you cross and follow you. As you sit in the plane, they also are there. They don't need a seat. They don't take the lunch. And you come here, you settle down. You think you have escaped from them. No. They wait for you to settle down. And they say, we have arrived. Praise the Lord. Against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Brethren, our victory will not be won by these things that we see. They will be won in the spiritual realm. Once we tether the enemy in the spiritual realm, we disarm him. His agents will not have any effect on our lives. Praise the Lord. When I was still new in this country, I don't know what was happening, but I sensed there was a problem. And then as in my place of work, I couldn't understand what was going on. So I thanked the church. It had booked some room in Gala for prayers. I don't know why that stopped. So Pastor Augustine used to come and say, Brother Kenneth, let us go and we pray. So we'd go there. That is where I defeated my enemy. Praise the Lord. One day somebody walked to me and they said, they were walking and said, it's good to have big friends. I smiled. I said, now they have recognized. Praise the Lord. To them, they think my big friends are these people in the ministry here. I've got a big friend. I have a big God. Hey, God. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be a big person, but you need a big God. You call upon him, he intervenes. He disables every enemy around. the powers of darkness are destroyed. Daniel set out to pray. The principalities rose and said, Daniel, you know we are here in Persia, and you are here. This is our place. And Daniel said, no. Yes, it is your place, but every place where my feet steps, I take possession in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. For 21 days, the man of God was waiting upon God, and he was praying. And on the 21st day, the angel of God came and said, your answer came the very first day. Praise the Lord. Don't worry, you've been praying. You think God has not heard you. He heard you when you just thought of going to pray. He heard you. And he decided to answer your prayer. But there is a principality, a ruler in the dark place that must be wrestled down so that you get possession of your answer. Praise the Lord. That is what the victory night is all about. We must take possession of our place and understand that these delays are not of man. They are delays orchestrated in the spiritual realm, and we must take hold of them and bring them down. And then God will begin to unveil that answer in our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. I said we are in a warfare. God has identified the enemy. Number two is now telling you the weapons that work in this warfare is not phulus. Praise the Lord. It's not money. It's not your position. The weapons that work in this warfare, they are mighty. Praise the Lord. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then he goes further in verse 5, say, casting down imaginations. Can you buy some medicine that will cast out imaginations? Our sister, the devil, she said, the devil was whispering to her that Karen is going to be wifeless. Praise the Lord. Even if you gave her 10,000 real, will the devil stop whispering? The devil will continue whispering. Will she not fear? The fear will be there. So it is not the money that will quiet her. It is a weapon that God will give. And he says, his weapon will bring down, cast down imaginations. The imaginations that the devil is trying to bring in your mind, that you are a failure, that you cannot succeed, what you have been trying is not possible, that cannot be overcome by effort. It cannot be overcome by mere zeal and hard work. It requires the power of God to disarm those thoughts, to destroy those thoughts, so that you may have the clean mind. Be ye renewed in your mind, praise the Lord, by the word of God. That will give you confidence to walk in circumstances that are difficult in your life. Praise the Lord. It requires the weapons that God gives to you. There are things in your life that will lift up and tell you, this is impossible. You remember your grandfather, your great-grandfather? They told you he went through this circumstance and he did not succeed. Another one will come to whisper, you know, your auntie from your mother's side also suffered from the same problem, never succeeded. Another imagination will come and tell you, your elder brother suffered from the same. Who do you think you are? You will also face the same fate. It has raised itself against. But it's God's power that is going to bring it down. Praise the Lord. You will need that power in the name of Jesus Christ. And good thing, it enables you also to hold those things captive. When you hold things captive, they are under your control. It's either you to release them or to cause them to remain bound. Are you getting me? Who has the key? Who has the key? I have the key to my destiny. The devil doesn't have. I have the key to my destiny. I will choose what I want to be. Because once I allow God to come and take control of me, he now drives me. But if I choose to put God aside, I have opened a door for another one. So the key you have is not for you to effect the issue, but to allow the right person, the right captain into your life. Say, Jesus is the captain. And we were told he's standing at the door of your heart and knocking. When I used to hear this verse, I said, that is for unbelievers. Let them open their heart so that he comes in. But he's also knocking in my heart. Kenneth, I want to take charge of your life. I know you are born again, but I want to drive your life. Am I opening my heart? Are you opening your heart? That's the challenge we have, brethren. If we open our hearts, we allow him to come in. And he comes with these weapons that are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Quickly, number two, every warfare is fought according to some script. Every warfare, there is a written code. That's why you hear when an army is about to be beaten, they want to burn all their documents, their maps, and everything. Because something is written to order their movement. That's why you hear we have taken documents that will tell us a lot about our enemy. Somehow, it is a law in life that a written thing will always be followed to the script. Praise the Lord. Matthew 4:4. Man, it is written, man shall not live on bread. It is. Christ was coming and telling the devil, I'm not going to fight against you according to what I know, my ability now. I am going back to what the script said about me. What the Bible has written about me, that is what I want to put in place now. There's a lot that was written about you. God has written a story about you. Before the foundation of the earth, he knew about you. And he wrote a story about you. If you live according to that story, life will be good. The problem with us, we have never desired to discover what is written about us in the Word of God. But instead, we go in the classroom and learn what the psychologists tell us. We want to live according to the social scientists. That is why we have problems. We want to go and listen to good speakers telling us. I just want to ask you one thing. Have you realized that most people who say they are counseling in the world, psychologists who counsel others, if they say they are counseling you because of mental problem, if you study their history, you find that they suffered from that mental problem. Praise the Lord. So they are just teaching you their experience. Remember, you don't want to have the experience. Now they are teaching you their experience. That's why we are having the problem spiraling. Because we are not going to listen to what was written in the Word of God concerning us. We are listening to what was written in the books of men. Praise the Lord. Christ, throughout his life, I cannot read all. Matthew, write this. Matthew 11:10. Matthew 21:13. Matthew 26:24. It is written as it was written. As it was written. As it was written. All those instances, it was referring to a record that was in the Bible somewhere. Praise the Lord. There are good stories about reading things written, and there are also negative stories. Jesus one time said, a farmer went and planted his farm. And at night, the enemy also came and sowed tares. So as God writes good stories about you, the devil is also having his book writing negative stories about you. The book you refer to, the book you allow to determine your life will go according to that script. Praise the Lord. Your life will go according to that script. Just as an example, Acts chapter 1. Let's just look at one negative example first, and then we go back to the positive. We don't want negatives, eh? Now, Judas was not born when this was written in the book of Psalms. I'm reading Acts chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take." Praise the Lord. Judas decided to take this negative writing and bestow upon himself. And this came to be fulfilled in his life. Praise the Lord. Shall we say, I will not take a wrong writing in my life. I will not accept the negative rewritings in my life. Galatians 4:27. For it is written, "Rejoice, thou barren that beareth not. Break forth and cry, thou that travaileth not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband." Praise the Lord. I take this. My life has been barren. My life has not been fruitful in whichever way. In my job, no promotion. In my job, no increment. But I want to trust God. That barrenness is breaking off tonight. Praise the Lord. My farm has not produced anything meaningful, but I want God to reverse it, because the Bible says in Galatians 4:27, For the desolate hath many more children than she which has a husband. Praise the Lord. I can reverse my history according to the word of God if I accept it to work in my life. So sometimes we pray over things and we have refused to accept what was written concerning that situation in our life. So we delay God's purpose in our life. Praise the Lord. Now, some of you don't believe what I'm saying. This was read last week, but I picked it from the sharing. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Is it? Chapter 2, verse 14. It says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Is that in your Bible? It means there is some power principality somewhere which is trying to write something negative in your life. And God wants that to be blotted out completely, that it may become a new beginning in your life. Praise the Lord. That something new may happen in your life. If tonight we reject that handwriting, it says, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing to the cross. Jesus Christ nailed all the negative in my life on the cross. Something which has been crucified should not be moving around me. It should be buried. Praise the Lord. And so I beseech you, brethren, let us hold ourselves together and accept that God has written good things in our lives. And we want to partake of these good promises in our lives and begin to trust God for what he has done in our lives. Praise the Lord. In this warfare, number three and the last point, in this warfare, you must show yourself approved. Say approved. I must show myself approved. Praise the Lord. Acts 2:22, Christ was approved unto God. And 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us we must study to show ourselves approved. So one way of making yourself approved before God is studying the word of God to understand what has been written about you. Then you begin to shine in your place of operation. Therefore, God begins to recognize you and to lift you in the eyes both of men and of the angels of God. Praise the Lord. So I want to give you a human example with which we are going to finish. 2 Samuel 23. Sometimes when we read these things, they sound so good, very good stories, isn't it? But sometimes, if you reflect over them, you might find that God is speaking to you something. From verse, you know, this 2 Samuel. So from verse 8, let's see. These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. David had many men. a very big army. But now the Bible goes down to distinguish certain men. And we want to see why these people were distinguished from the rest of the army. It says, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had: the Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Ezanite." So Adino was identified as a chief among the captains. Let's hear the story of Adino. "He lifted up his spear, one spear, against 800, whom he slew at one time." One man against 800, and all of them went down. These demons can be many, but when you stand on the word of God and declare in the name of Jesus, no matter what the number is. You remember when Jesus came to Gennesaret and they said, "We are many, we are millions." The demons were declaring. They wanted to scare Jesus Christ by their numbers. But what happened to them later? They all were cast out of the man. Praise the Lord. Any child of God, no matter how small your faith appears to be, I want you to know the fire you carry is enough to dismiss an army of demons. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you might find you are in a situation where the devil comes with a lot of fear, striking with a lot of fear, until you feel like this one is impossible. But that is his tactic. Fear. Fear. Once you stand and turn and say, "I come not against you in my own might, but in the name and in the blood of Jesus Christ," you are more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. Goliath was so huge, but David discovered the secret. All these men were trying to remember their experience, and they were coming in their experience. Goliath was not shaken. But when David said, "I come unto you in the name of my God," you know, he was praying and the small stone was swinging. I like the way the Bible puts it. "And he aimed at the forehead, and the stone went in the forehead, and it landed in the forehead." Three times. Praise the Lord. A targeted prayer. Targeted prayer. "This will not lay me down. I will rise from this place. I will be something out of this in the name of Jesus." And God followed that small stone. Followed that small stone. Do you think that small stone would have made Goliath to fall down? Maybe he would have just done. Then he comes to hold. But because it was laden with the power of God, your small prayer, which you call small prayer, that one which you call small prayer, God makes it to be mighty. By the time in the spiritual realm it lands on the enemy, it's a bomb. Praise the Lord. Explodes in his face, and he will be no more. The second person was Eleazar, the son of Dodo. I like those names. Praise the Lord. Yeah, sometimes when I'm reading these names, I just laugh in my house. Dodo, Adino, Shama. This one, let's go down there and see what he did. Okay. Eleazar, verse 9. "And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines, that were there gathered together to battle, the men of Israel were gone. He rose. Everybody, the prayer partners, took off. Praise the Lord. He was left alone to pray. Alone. They took off. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. We want to find you just saying, I've beaten these people, I'm tired now. The demons are, I'm tired of this, beating them. You are calling other people to help you to fight them. Praise the Lord. One man. You will read on your own later. I like just to say something about Shammah and then we close. Because this is where most of us belong. Verse 11. After Adino and after Dodo, then Shammah comes in. And Shammah was the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop. Where was a piece of ground full of lentils? You know lentils? You know lentils? It's a produce of the land, isn't it? Your produce, when the enemy attacks your produce, it is time to take your stand. Shammah decided, even if my brethren have run away, this one that God has blessed me with, the devil is not taking away. Praise the Lord. He stood ground in the ground of lentils, which represents your produce, your blessing that God has laid in your life. That job, that money, that business. You are not letting the enemy to destroy it. You are taking your stand as a mighty man of God and laying claim. So he says, he fought, but he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. And the Lord wrought a great... Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. We may not lay hands on you and you may not be slain down. But what people are going to pray with you in agreement, God in heaven hears. Praise the Lord. In the next few minutes, I would like to invite the elders here. I would like to invite Brother Sashi, Moses, Dennis, join them. We want to finish this business. The elders, let's have them here. Welcome. We want to stand with the brethren that have got need. Just join us here, brethren. Pastor Dennis, come over. Tado, come. We'll just line up here. If you have a need, brethren, let the choir just minister for us in the background. If you have a need in your life and you want to agree with a brother, this brother is not going to give it to you. It's God who is going to do it. But we just want them. Come, brother. Anybody who has a need, come and line up with a brother here. They will join you in prayer, and we are going to pray. We want to finish up on time. That's why we have called many people around so that we pray together. That thing that has been bothering you, we want to break it today. We are taking our stand and agreeing that it's over. It's time up now. The devil has had his time to run errands in our lives, but now it's time for God to take control.
Continue to talk to God.
For you.
You have heard tonight a follow-up to what we heard on Friday. We do not wrestle against the flesh, but the principality of darkness. And we heard on Friday having wiped out the handwriting requirement that was against us. It's the confirmation that victory is certain this year. I don't know what you have been expecting last year that you have not received. But with the Friday message and what you heard today, it means every stumbling block on your way has been removed. Amen. That is why I want you to do one thing, either here or when you get home. Put that list of your prayer requests for this year down. You begin to mark it one by one. Before 3 Victory night, you will stand there and testify to the glory of God. Amen. Because it has been wiped out. Amen. Hallelujah. All you just have to do is wait patiently. Brother said, delay and not denial. For the fact that you table everything before God last year, you have not seen any result, doesn't mean that God here is deaf to your prayer. The handwriting requirement of evil one have been wiped off in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Quickly tell God, Lord, open my spiritual eyes to see the activities of principality of darkness. Because when God open your eyes and you see the activities of this principality of darkness, you know where to focus your prayer on. Lord, let your Holy Spirit, let it be my life. Let it be my life. So that I'll be able to see the activities of principality of darkness. And put me 7 steps ahead of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is the first victory night. Lord, I pray and I declare that every arrow of evil towards me, Father, back to sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to sender in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the foundation of victory has been laid in this January itself. I pray that God Almighty will perfect all that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that needs to be removed, they are all removed in Jesus' name. Everything that required to be wiped out have been wiped out in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for our children that are preparing for exam in this coming month, that God Almighty will grant you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. As you read, as you prepare for the exam, the presence of God will be with you in Jesus' name. Victory shall start from your family, from this exam, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that whatever is a high desire in the list that we are going to write, or that we have already written, that God Almighty Himself will give you victory in Jesus' name. Total victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. For your son that you have used for us this evening, more anointing in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to be with him in Jesus' name. The foundation has been laid for our victory this night. Lord, we pray that this year it shall be testimony of victory in the mighty name of Jesus. All our expectations shall never be cut short in Jesus' name. We pray as we go now, the presence of God will go with us in Jesus' name. Our vigil night on Thursday, Father, take control in Jesus' name. And take glory. Let your name be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus. Our member that travel, I pray God Almighty, they will return safely here in Jesus' name. As many that might be planned to travel, the presence of God also will go with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we share the grace together in fellowship? Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and do have a wonderful night rest.